From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Scooter Gennett hit a pair of homers last night as the Brewers beat the Texas Rangers 5-1. The rookie second baseman hit a solo shot in the third and broke a 1-1 tie in the fifth with a two-run blast.
You know, I'm really not trying to do too much up there. I normally don't, you know, hit too many home runs, at least, you know, my first 3 years of pro ball. But I'm just trying to go in there and grind out at bats, get a good pitch to hit, and, you know, try to take advantage of it.
Brewers also welcomed back Aramis Ramirez to the lineup. He went 0-for-3 after coming off the DL. Caleb Gindel sent down to AAA Nashville to make room. Tyler Thornburg will take on Matt Garza as the Brewers take on the Rangers again tonight. Starter Yovani Gallardo said he had no problems yesterday after completing his second bullpen session since he strained his left hamstring in late July. Gallardo will have another session tomorrow, and if all goes well, he's expected to start on Tuesday night at home against St. Louis. Northwoods League playoffs, the Madison Mallards tied their best-of-three South Division playoff series with a 14-8 home victory over Lakeshore. The Mallards scored 8 runs in the 7th and 8th innings to force a deciding Game 3 tonight in Mequon. Meanwhile, the Duluth Huskies closed out the North Division finals with a 2-1 win at Waterloo. Packers at training camp back at practice. Randall Cobb is practicing despite his injured right bicep. He says he's got to battle through this.
The hardest part for me is I'm a tough guy. I want to be on the field. I don't like missing practice. You know, I hate missing practice. So trying to be smart and be tough at the same time is difficult for me. But I understand that I have limitations and that I have to be smart about it. But it's hard and difficult at times.
Quarterback Bart Houston practiced with the number 2 offense yesterday at Wisconsin's preseason camp. The redshirt freshman is not expected to be a starter, but the coaches wanted to get a look at him. The Badgers had some injuries from the Monday scrimmage. Backup defensive lineman Jake Kiefer out indefinitely after a serious left knee injury. Receiver Chase Hammond hurt a shoulder and collarbone, and Isaiah Williams left camp with an undisclosed injury. Badger coach Gary Anderson was asked if he's happy where they are at this point.
I would say we're in a good spot. I'm never going to say I feel like we're right where we want to be. We have a ton to work on. This definitely looked like a first scrimmage out here today. But I thought the intensity was good. The want-to was good. They have tired legs, and we ground them down pretty good. They did have yesterday off, but they're not in football shape yet. So it is, you know, you got to grind through it.
3 Wisconsin golfers have qualified for match play at the U.S. Amateur in Brooklyn, Massachusetts. Jordan Niebrugge of Mequon tied for 27th. Charlie Danielson of Osceola and Ricky Hernan of Green Bay are tied for 38th. That's sports. I'm Tom King.